Number 10,155, Nancy Spicer Riley, north of Route 54, West Dirtstone Road, being Lot 5 within Mason-Dixon Court Mobile Home Park. They're seeking a variance and separation requirement between units in a mobile home park. Are you here tonight?
Here first, please. Give your name and address.
Name and address. My name's Nancy Spicer Riley, R-E-I-L-L-Y, 115 Elizabeth Street, Georgetown, Delaware, and also 8223 Riding Ridge Place, McClellan, Virginia, 22102.
Put your hand on the Bible, please, sure. And you swear the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
Take the podium, then, and present your case.
Good evening, ma'am.
Yes, good evening.
Can you explain to the board your request for these two variances?
Can you explain? I'm a little deaf.
I'm sorry. Can you explain to the board your request for these, for your two variances? You're requesting a 2-foot variance?
Yeah.
Between units 6 and 5? You're requesting a 2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement from mobile home number 5 and number 6? Is that correct?
That's correct.
That's your first one? And the next one is a 9-foot variance between mobile home number 4 and 5.
I don't have the material in front of me. I think I submitted a sketch, diagram, and a statement. What, do you have that in hand?
Let me help you out,
yes,
Mr.
Ma'am.
Chairman.
Pardon?
Let me help you out, Mr. Chairman. The Mr. McCabe knows that this is a non-conforming mobile home park. Okay, it's been back in 1952. And the only thing, when they set a new home in there, the only thing we can do is to make the 20-foot separation apply. We have no markers in there at all.
Okay.
Okay, so the only thing you can consider is the 20-foot separation since it's a non-conforming.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
I think that was 1952. Yeah, yes, it is.
About 40 years old. Yeah. 40-some years.
Yes, right.
And all of the lots on Mason-Dixon Court
right.
are smaller than, I think the new setbacks, et cetera, came in around 1980, mm-hmm. 82.
And what we're trying to do down there, I think you've known that for years, is just try and keep this 20-foot separation between there yeah. in case of fire.
This particular lot is a wedge lot. It's very deep, and it's wide to the rear. But all of the mobile homes on the court side are rather close together as you go down the street. So this is really not a big change. The unit that was in there was probably 40-some years old, and the tenant had not paid any rent for 17 years, and so I lost about $50,000. Cost me $3,000 to take down the old unit, which was in very bad condition. So this is an upgrade for the park. And one of the problems with this lot, or any lot on the court side, is the fact that it's difficult to get small new units. I've checked around with the mobile home dealers. It's very difficult, and almost everybody wants a larger unit today, so it would be really an upgrade for the park.
Okay.
Mr. Rickard, Mr. Rickard, how do you determine setbacks in here?
We don't. We just try and maintain that 20-foot separation. Most of the non-conforming that are in there are very small trailers. They were the 65-footers that were in there for years, and what we're doing, if anything goes in there now, we try and keep the 20-foot separation. This is another situation where you have a non-conforming park, no markers. The markers are not right.
How do we fix that?
Pardon me?
How do we fix that?
same way we fixed the others. The only other answer.
Survey.
But where do they start again? So it's been a non-conforming part, and what we tried to do, like I said, the only thing we tried to do there is try to keep the 20-foot separation. The others were not non-conforming. They were supposed to have markers.
What happens, I guess the question is, what happens when they become wider than 14 feet?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I was actually addressing Mr. Rickard, but I said the problem becomes what happens when the mobiles become wider than 14 feet.
Nothing.
There's just not enough room for them to put that on there. There isn't enough room down there.
But if we take it forever.
Right, Mr. McCabe, they're just not.
No room at all.
Room at all. We just try and keep the 20 foot for fire.
The whole park is like that.
Yeah, the whole park.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Any further questions?
No.
Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10155. If we don't approve variances there, then these lots would not be usable. It certainly won't change the essential character of the neighborhood. It wasn't created by the applicant, and it's a minimum variance that would grant relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10155. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Case number 10,000.